Moncrief on News Talk.
Russia has not been in the Eurovision Song Contest for some time, and given the situation in Ukraine, is unlikely to be invited back anytime soon. So brace yourselves for the Intervision. Russia has resurrected and will be ghosting the Intervision Song Contest in a couple of weeks' time. Gosh, I wonder who's going to win. Richard Taylor is a writer for Eurovision.net. Afternoon, Richard.
Afternoon, how are you?
Not too bad. Is this a kind of a... does this date from the Soviet era, essentially?
Yes, yeah, so Intervision wasn't known as Intervision to begin with. It was known as the SOPOT International Song Festival, and it was originally hosted in Poland, and Czechoslovakia were well known for winning it quite a lot. And then Russia have sort of brought it back several times before this year, most recently in the early 2000s.
And have they, in bringing it back, have they invited the whole world to take part in this?
There's countries from the Americas, Africa, the Middle East, Asia. So it's not like Eurovision where it's Europe and Australia. It's countries from all over. And at the moment, there's 23 countries signed up to take place on 20th of September.
Okay. No, but that includes the United States.
It does, yes.
And this guy who's taking part, B. Howard, is he Michael Jackson's son?
I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay, yeah, apparently there's been speculation that he is Michael Jackson's son. Now, I don't think it's confirmed or anything.
No, that wouldn't surprise me. But it's, as I said earlier to your researcher, it's not the broadcasters selecting the country's entries, because it's not done like Eurovision where broadcasters take part. Mm. So the Russian government have obviously approached countries and their cultural ambassadors, and these artists have been either internally selected, all the cultural ambassadors have worked with the broadcasts from that country to select their entrants. So it's not like Eurovision as we know it. It's more of like governments working together to select people to take part.
Right, okay. So the American government is sending this contestant.
Well, obviously, all the Russian embassy, if the Russian embassy is back in America, I don't know if there's that. But governments are working together, and the cultural ambassador working with the Russian embassies. So it works that way rather than, say, NBC or ABC or CBS.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I see what you mean. But it seems kind of a bit murky in the sense that they could just get some random American to take part, yeah, and they're representing America.
Yeah. And at this stage, all I know who's broadcasting it is the Russian and Belarusian broadcasters that used to broadcast Eurovision. I would assume, because it's not being done on a broadcaster by broadcaster situation, I assume it's going to be on YouTube. But at that moment in time, we still don't know that either, with two and a bit weeks to go.
Yeah, and given the time differences as well, Richard, I would have thought if it's on in the evening time in Russia, that might be in the middle of the night in, say, South America.
Yeah, and this is why I think it's going to be live streamed rather than broadcasters take it up. Then maybe more broadcasters showing it. However, that information we don't know yet. I expect it will appear on the official Intervision website close to the time, but there's very few sources in the English language for us to get any information.
Ah, that's interesting. But can one safely assume that this will be, and it seems as if Putin is you know, behind this, that will be kind of everything that the Eurovision isn't, in that you will see 23 competitors who are all straight and white.
Yeah, I think we can safely say that is probably going to be the situation, yes.
Yeah. So outside, I mean, you know, in Europe and, you know, outside Russia, is there any great interest in it? Would Eurovision fans be interested in it just as a kind of an oddity?
I think some fans would, and I think there's other fans that wouldn't. And it may be, and let's face it, a lot of people are against Russia at the moment, so there's loads of fans that wouldn't show any interest. The interesting thing is Serbia are taking part, and they take part in Eurovision as well. They're the only country to take part in both. So I think there will be fans that will probably dip their toe and watch it if they can. There'll be some that ignore it. I think it will vary across the world and across the fanship.
Yeah. Do you have any idea what the music might sound like?
I think it'll be quite diverse, like Eurovision is, because if you think you've got the Americas sounds from South America, you've got the African sounds, Asian sounds. I think treat it like Eurovision, expect a diverse range. Yeah. And a diverse range of culture as well.
Yeah, but in the way that Eurovision has become so wildly popular, not just about among LGBT people, but, you know, young people in general kind of like us. Would you get the sense in Russia that that will be generating this kind of excitement?
I think so, because they had a massive launch, I think, when it was 50 days ago, 100 days ago, and presented all the countries in one of the open squares in Moscow. And we already know it's like Eurovision, whoever wins it takes it on next year. So it will be popular.
Yeah, indeed. Richard, who do you think is going to win, Richard?
I honestly couldn't tell you because I haven't heard any of the songs yet, but I think it's going to be scored similarly to Eurovision. However, who knows? I'd like to listen to the songs first before I can guess who would win it, but I wouldn't be surprised if Russia went and won the first one.
Yes, none of us would be, Richard. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's Richard Taylor there, writer for EurovisionIreland.net.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.